These are the closing markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network for December 2nd. Joining us now is Bill Moore from Price Futures Group in Chicago. Bill, looks like it was another positive day at the Board of Trade. What was going on?
Yeah, some good things and a beautiful fall day as well. Unseasonably warm temps here in the windy around 55 degrees, probably the same out your way. I think there's several things at work here today, but I think the biggest was the idea that this the severity of this new this Omicron, this new COVID variant, is not going to be as bad as they thought. Early cases are not as severe. They were originally worried it was going to be more transmissible and not as protected by the vaccines as the Delta. So far, they're kind of debunking that theory, and the market is liking the sound of that, and led by the stock market up 666. It's been a tough week. Here we are on Thursday, and they really nailed it for two or three days, but back higher today. We're not out of the woods yet, but it is a bump in the road for the economic recovery, but it's not a blockade. It's, you know, I think the market's going to overcome this, and we'll, you know, be back. The economic recovery will resume. It's not going to stop that. We just got too many safeguards in place. The vaccines, most people had been vaccinated, plus the booster, plus the COVID the protocols of forcing people to, they want to stay employed to get the vaccines, what is taken in some cases. That's all good news. And the market, you know, understandably reacted. Fear and greed is what drive the market. And the fear grabbed a hold of this market early in the week. And plus the holiday, lightness of the volume. You got lighter volume now. That means more volatility. So it doesn't take a lot to slam it and down. And that's what we saw earlier in the week. So back up today, led by the stock market, almost 700. Crude oil up almost $1, just a little unchanged. But there's some other factors too, kind of getting back to fundamentals in the grains. There it is dry in Argentina and southern Brazil. And that's the big news right now is their crop is center stage for the next 3 to 4 months. And if that supply is short, then these markets are going to react on the upside for sure. And a third factor would be the exports. Again, another back to a fundamental type impact on the market. We had 730 sales today that were pretty darn good. We saw 1.43 million metric tons in corn. And anytime we're up there in the mid 1 to 2 million metric tons, that's good. Over the top end of the range, soy's 1.56. The top end of the range, wheat was the top end. That was always some good news there. And as well, the if we had flash sales at 8 o'clock, we haven't seen a lot of those, but we had two today: 130,000 beans to China, 164,000 beans to unknown, which is probably China as well. So. All that together is giving us a nice update and a little bit of recovery from what was a massive knee-jerk down and I think an overreaction early in the week to this Omicron variant. As far as the livestock goes, nice recovery, at least in terms of actually both cattle and hogs. I'm looking at a buck and a half higher at these cattle. If you look at the chart of these cattle, which is the upside leader in the meats, it's only about a buck and a half off the highs that were made just a few days ago, and very dependent on the economy and demand. And it's a good time of the year for demand. There's more holiday parties, there's more family get-togethers. Christmas is coming, so people are buying beef and pork. And it did react like the grains down initially to this. This new COVID announcement early in the week, but the idea that maybe it's not as bad as people thought, the beef and pork are on a rebound as well. Pork not as much, up $1, but if you look at the chart of these hogs, they are the laggard. Whereas the cattle is near the high end of the year, hogs are languishing in a trading range, $15 off the highs. The primary reason is we got a lot of pork on the market out there, with China not buying as much as they were, and the domestic consumption has just not enough to absorb that. So, But it is up today off just a general wave of rising tide floats all boats and the general wave of optimism that the virus announced earlier in the week is maybe not going to be as bad as people thought.
Bill, always great stuff. How can our farmer listeners get a hold of you today if they want to reach out and chat about the markets?
Yeah, I love talking to producers. My cell, I always answer my cell, 630-947-5176. My email, wmooreprice.com. If you'd like to sign up for my newsletter, Agmaster, no charge, just send me an email. And finally, the company website, www.pricegroup.com. Check out the bios on Jack Scoville and myself. We're partners in the ag markets. We've been at it a long time, and we're both glad to help you out.
Again, that's Bill Moore with Price Futures Group in Chicago. When we come back on today's Closing Market Podcast, we'll break down the settlement prices for Thursday. Worldwide Food Service Safety Month is an annual designation observed in December. The goals of this month are to focus on keeping food safe as it's prepared in the service industry, as well as reminding us to be safe and cook properly when we are making our own food at home. This month, the holidays are in full swing, so what better a time than now to practice safety while cooking? Did you know more than 200 diseases are spread through food alone? 1 in 10 people become sick every year from eating contaminated food. These types of illnesses can cause long-term health problems, so it's very important to be adamant about consuming safely prepared food. Children younger than 5 years of age are at the highest risk. Remember, everyone has a role in keeping food safe. Use the hashtag Worldwide Food Service Safety Month to post on social media about how you are participating this December. Contact the USDA Meat and Poultry Hotline to get your food safety questions answered on weekdays year-round. This message from our team at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. At the Board of Trade, March corn up 5 1/4 at 576 3/4. May corn up 6 1/4 at 579 1/4. March soybeans up 15 at 1250. May soybeans up 14 cents at 1257. March Chicago wheat up 24 1/2 at 815. March Kansas City wheat up 23 at 842 1/4. February live cattle up 97 at 139.57. April feeder cattle up 45 at 170.90. February lean hogs up 187 at 82. For the closing markets, I'm Brent Barnett.